This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
We move to the fourth quarter. Harrison tonight. Next week is Nettleton. And, Bob, a lot of folks thought Pocahontas was going to be pretty good in Class 4A this year. But, my goodness, Nettleton putting it to them, aren't they?
42-7 at halftime.
Wow. That's a shocker.
Yes.
So, Harrison gets the football back. Their fourth possession of the half. Had a three and out, back-to-back touchdowns. Dittmason to pass, looking left side, incomplete. He overshoots Daniel McCormick, the intended receiver.
Pass from Dittmason to McCormick is incomplete.
Looks going to bring up third and about nine here for the Goblins with 11:55 left in the game. Third and... actually, third and about 10 is what they're looking at. Dittmason again rolling out to his left, sets, passes, deflected, and then dropped. Boy, I tell you, Ben Henderson, the defensive end, fell back into pass coverage that time, got his hand on it, tipped it up, and was almost caught by McCormick. It's incomplete, though, and fourth down coming up.
You know, I almost caught it. If he hadn't got it and tipped it, he probably would have caught it cleanly.
Yes. Brad Liddy back deep as the Goblins will punt for the third time tonight, which is incredible. Yeah. They only punted six times all of last year. .11:48 left in this ball game. Dittmason gets the kick away. Pretty good kick. Liddy's going to let it bounce at the 28, and it's going to roll inside the 20.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my pet peeves is letting it punt. And that was one of them end-over-end, hard to catch. But still, I hate to see a punt hit the ground.
It bounces at the 30 and wound up at the 17, so they get 13 yards on the roll. So first down for Mountain Home at the 17-yard line, down by 13 points. Our broadcast brought to you in part by ASC Warranty, celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans. And RVS Bank, the RVS mobile app for iPhones, iPad, and Android, allows you to check your balance, transfer funds, pay bills, and deposit checks all from your smartphone. Ball kept by McKay on the replay, and he doesn't pitch it, turns it upfield, makes it to the 20, and then he's hit by a trio of white jerseys.
Yeah, when you turn back to the inside right there, normally you got company.
Caleb Husky was the first one there to get a hand on him. It's a gain of 3 out to the 20. Clock 11 left in the contest. Bombers down by a couple of touchdowns. Excuse me. Second down and 7 here for Mountain Home. Strong left formation. Ball is given this time. Straight ahead. Not a whole lot of room there. It was Junior Williams on the carry. Give him a pretty good spot out to the 23. A gain of 3.
Harrison did a much better job after that first series in the second half where we marched it right down the field.
.10:25 left in this ball game. A big third down play coming up here from Mountain Home. Third and about 4 from the 23. Timeout. Mountain Home's going to have to burn one here. 10:14 left. Bombers down 20-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Oh yeah, 10-14 left in the ball game, 20-7. Our score as the Goblins have the lead. The Bombers, with their first possession of the second half, drove it down and tied the game. But then Harrison, with two touchdowns in 26 seconds, and they're up 20-7 right now. Big third down play coming up here for the Bombers offense. Bombers going back to the wishbone. They've been running a lot out of the eye tonight. They're back to a balanced line. Out of the bone here on third down. Misdirection play coming to the near side. First down run to the 30 is Reese Winfelt. Check it. That was Lathan Aldridge who's in there to make the carry out to the 30. Aldridge has the first down.
Little counterplay, like a little different look. Fullback went one way, the ball went the other way. You know, they've been following Junior and the fullback all night long. So, you know, that's going to make them stay a little bit more honest.
So a fresh set of downs for Mountain Home on the 7-yard gain. Back to the eye now on first down. Ball kept by McKay on the replay. Follows the fullback. He's going to have a 3-yard gain out to the 33.
Well, you know, Harrison, right prior to the snap, they're stepping the linebacker up in that gap on the wide side right there, and it's creating a little bit of problem because of numbers-wise right there. They're trying to get to the fullback real quick and take him out.
9:33 to play. The clock continues to run. The Bombers down by 13. Brad Liddy in on offense right now. He's at one of those receiver positions. Two receivers to the right side. Eli Johnson's in the game. He's at the at the tight end position for Mountain Home. And we've got movement up front here, I think, by the Bombers.
That might have been the snap infraction.
There's flags on the field, and the officials are talking about it. Bob, I just realized, I hadn't thought about this. Blake Boget, I mentioned the tight end. His backup is Peyton Hughes. So we're down to the third-string tight end right now for Mountain Home. That's Eli Johnson who's in there playing right now for Mountain Home. So the penalty against Mountain Home. 3 penalties for 23 yards tonight by the Bombers. Backs them up to the 28-yard line. Second and 12 now for Mountain Home. Back to pass is McKay. Looking long, right side, intended for Liddy. Liddy has to become a defensive back. They're going to call a penalty here, and I think this is going to be offensive pass interference. Pass was thrown where McKay couldn't get to it, and he has to come up and try to knock the pass away. And I think we're going to get offensive pass interference here. Bombers are backing up. It's going to be against them.
So the ball was underthrown. That's all he could do was come back and try to, because it was going to be an interception if it wasn't.
It is pass interference against Mountain Home.
Pass interference against Mountain Home.
9:02 left in the ball game. I want the officials waiting for to mark this off. He's been standing there a long time with that football. It's going to move it half the distance. Should take it to the 14-yard line, and it does.
Just inside the Bomber 14-yard line.
4 penalties for 37 yards now against Mountain Home. Scoring a second and a bunch here. Second and 26 for Mountain Home from the 14-yard line. With 9:02 left in the contest. Now the officials stop play and they want to talk about it again. Now I think we're ready. That was only the second pass attempt by Mountain Home tonight. Out of the eye, McKay wants to pass, rolling out to the left side, throwing against the body, cross the body. It's incomplete, underthrown, intended that time on the far side. I think
that Liddy
again, wasn't it?
Pass from McKay to Liddy is incomplete.
So third and 26 coming up. With 8:56 left. 20-7, Harrison leads it. Play coming in from the sideline. Still in the huddle with 10 seconds left on the play clock. They'll get to the line with 4 on the play clock. Snap it with 1. Handoff given to Junior Williams. He's going to take it to about the 20, and then he's knocked backwards there. The Bombers will be ready to punt again. They'll mark him at the 19. It's a 5-yard gain. So it's going to be 4th and 21 coming up here, and McKay will punt once again for Mountain Home.
Not many good 3rd and 25 plays.
There's not, no.
Just not many of them.
Good snap back to McKay and gets off the kick, a low kick. It'll be taken at the 47-yard line. This is Husky with their turn across the 50. Gets a great block, freed up the right sideline. He's inside the 30, down to the 20.
Flag right there. There's a hold right there.
Return goes to near the 20. Unless
it only went that way because we had the containment over in their blocker, had him hugged up.
Well, the flag's back here at the 47-yard line. That's where the one block was. Boy, I mean, one of the Bombers got laid out, and that's where the flag is. They're going to wave it off.
Holy cow.
I thought it was a good block. I mean, it was right near where the ball carrier was, and so now they got to figure out where the football was spotted. It's near the 20 somewhere. They got a spot, I see it over there at the 23-yard line. So a great return by the sophomore Husky, Gabe Husky. And the Goblins are in good field position. 8:03 to play. Dittmanson back to the gun. He's been under center some here in the second half. Fakes the handoff on the sweep. Looking towards the end zone. It's incomplete. Intended for Mason Martin coming out of the backfield that time, and he overshoots him.
Well, he's had open receivers. He's not done a real good job of hitting them tonight.
No, he
hasn't. As far as that, I mean.
In fact, he was only 5 of 13 in the first half.
We have a flag, GNC, Jimmy.
7:58 to play. The clock stops with the incompletion.
Blocking somebody in.
20-7, Harrison leads it.
519-TRZ. Need to move your car.
So second down coming up here for the Goblins. 10 seconds left on the play clock as they get to the line of scrimmage now. Two receivers on the left side, a running back on each side of Dittmanson. He's going to fake the handoff. He wants to pass and has the man open at the 17-yard line. Cameron Jones once again with the catch, and he's going to be dropped at the 16-yard line. It's a gain of 7.
That seems to be the most consistent receiver they've got right there.
He does.
For third down and a long 3.
7:33 to go. Third down and 3 coming up here for Harrison. They're in 4-down territory. The Bombers have a couple of downs to get them held. Dimmitson, empty backfield. He's going to run it straight ahead, and he's got the first down. He's to the 13, the 12, and finally knocked backwards. They'll mark his progress down to the 11-yard line. He picks up 5 on the play. Tenth first down of the night for the Goblins. So Harrison with it at the 11-yard line. Big Hayden Strider, one of the ones in on that tackle. He'll come out right now. It's going to be first down and 10 at the 11 for the Goblins.
We finally get a defensive back over there.
They empty the backfield. Dittmanson will give it to Husky on the sweep play going to the far side. Played pretty well by Mountain Home.
Yes, it was.
It's going to be a gain of about 2.
He did a favor, I think, by cutting up the field.
He
stayed wide, he had a better shot, I think. But
the Shears came up to make the tackle that time at the 9, a gain of 2.
Kraft was there for the Bombers.
Riley Peters coming out as Hunter Shod will come in. 5:55 left to play. The Bombers are down by 13 points. Ball kept by Dittmanson this time on that replay. He's going to battle his way to the 5. He gains 4 on the play. It's 3rd and goal coming up now from the 5 for the Goblins.
He's not running near as hard as he did in the first half. The first 2 or 3 carries he had, that was more of a...
Third and 5, Harrison using all the play clock now. They've got the 13-point lead. We're down to 5:22 to play. They have slowed the pace considerably this possession. Dittmanson will give it to the third back through. This is Husky, and he's going to take it to the 1. He's going to be stopped short there at the 1-yard line. 4th and goal from the 1 coming up. But, nope, check it. It's a first down. That's right. They got the first down at the 1.
First and goal from about the 1.
Harrison trying to drive that final nail in the coffin right here. And the ball's fumbled. Let's see what they've got. It's going to be 2nd down. The Goblins have recovered at the 1-yard line. Harrison keeps the possession. .431 left. They've got Both, who's a sophomore running back in there right now, along with Martin and Husky, the tailback. Dittmanson gives it to Husky. Third man through. He is going to be stopped short. He's not in. Harrison thinks he is. The official marks him short.
Well, it's just a matter of the defense staying lower than the offense right there. They're just lining two running backs up there, and they got Husky about 7 yards deep and giving it to him. And that's just a good job by the Bombers to stand low, keeping the pad level down.
Third and goal, from inside the one. I mean, the nose of the ball, Bob, is looking at through the glasses.
It's pretty close.
It can't be 2 inches from the goal line. Same thing with both and Martin leading the way and Husky the tailback. And Dittmanson calls a timeout. 3:20 left in the ball game. It's 20-7 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arkansas region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
3:20 left in the contest. A 20-7 lead for the Goblins. They've got a third and goal from just about a couple inches away from the goal line. They're about as close as you can get without scoring. Same formation here with two running backs right behind the quarterback and then the tailback. Dibbinson keeps it himself. He's in. Touchdown, Harrison. It's now a 3-touchdown lead for the Goblins. And that's the final nail in the coffin right there with 3:15 to play. And the fans head to the stands. I should say head to the exits.
Yes.
They leave the stands. Goblins will try an extra point. They missed their last one. Dittmanson with the 1 yard touchdown run. Holtby with the extra point. There's a flag on the play, though. And it's a false start against Harrison.
Here's a flag on the play. False start.
It's a false start, so they'll back up 5 yards and try the extra point again.
Oh, that snap was terrible. The holder did job of getting it down because it was on the back side, his back hip.
So Holtby will try again. He missed his last extra point. .315 to play. Right now it's 27-7. But the extra point pending here for Holtby. Better snap this time. The kick is better. And it's good. So it's
another flag comes down.
Well, let's see what this is. I said 27. They'd already put the point on the scoreboard. So if the extra point counts, it's 27-7. This must be against Mountain Home because everybody's running off the field. The extra point's good. It's a dead ball, personal foul against Mountain Home. That's going to come on the kickoff then. Good grief.
It's getting chippy.
Yep. 3:15 to play. Harrison leads it 27-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, after the penalty, the Goblins kicked off from the Mountain Home 45, and they get it into the end zone for the touchback. So Mountain Home will start at the 20-yard line, down 27-7. Well, this is a tough one here. Bombers love the way you looked right after halftime, where they came out and 3 and out for the defense. Offense marches right down the field, sticks into the end zone at 7-7. And, boy, things turn in a hurry when Harrison scored 2 touchdowns in 26 seconds in the third quarter.
And that was just on an unforced mistake, you know, when they kick off and nobody covered the football. And they can come down and recover it on the 23. That's a big plus right there. That's a deflator from the very go. And, you know, we've got to figure out ways to move the football and hang on to the football. We can't give teams this many snaps and not expect them to score. I mean,
5 yard pickup on first down for Mountain Home. Now it's 2nd and 5 for the Bombers. And the handoff straight ahead believe that was Holmes who was in a tailback that time. Going to pick up a yard, maybe two on the play. Waymire, that was Aldridge that was in on the carry that time. His helmet comes off. He's got to come out. Holmes will check in. I was looking at Waymire, a little slow getting up there, wasn't he?
I think cramps might be hurting him a little bit. You know, we have to have positive yardage on first down. We don't need third and longs on a consistent basis. It's just little things like that. And once again, it's with Brian being hired so late, it's a short adjustment period.
Here's McKay on the keeper. He gets driven backwards as one of the offensive linemen got blocked back into him as well. McKay had nowhere to go. He's going to take it. Actually, he's going to pick up about 2 yards out to the 29 before he's knocked backwards.
Oh, he did. Waymire got his knee knocked that time. And, well, that hurts.
So fourth and a yard here for Mountain Home from their own 29. Let's see if they can convert. Holmes comes out. Aldridge checks back in. Mount Holmes still in the huddle with 11 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to get a pretty generous spot here. I think they got it.
Yeah. As long as he got over that line,
he's
good.
McKay's got it to the 30. And it's a first down with 101 left in the ballgame. 12th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Now the clock runs with 59 seconds left. Garrett Brown will come in. Waymire's going to come out. Brown's going to come in at that right tackle spot for Mountain Home. 37 seconds left. Fumbled snap picked up by McKay, and nowhere to go. He's going to be dropped back at the 28-yard line, a loss of two on the play.
Man, we don't have to snap it again.
No, 22 seconds left. They haven't started the play clock. We'll see if Mount Home can get a playoff real quick here. I don't think they're going to. Now he's going to send the play in from the sideline. They better hurry. There's 5 seconds left. They're not going to get the snap off, and that's going to do it. Harrison has run their win streak to 5 straight over Mountain Home. The Goblins win it 27-7. 27-7, our final score. We'll break. We'll begin our postgame coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Lily Higley. I want to thank you so much for your donations to the Salvation Army Summer Camp, Camp Pardo Hills. Your generous donation helps send 50 kids from Mountain Home to our week-long summer camp in Oklahoma. We had a great time meeting new friends, hiking, swimming, singing camp songs, and learning about Jesus. Thank you again for your generous donations to the Salvation Army. You helped to make my summer camp great and amazing, and I'll never forget it.
Do you suffer chronic pain but don't know where to turn for help? Interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management physicians specializing in non-surgical management of chronic pain. Whether you suffer neck pain, back pain, neuropathy, or arthritis pains, there is help out there. New patients are being accepted in Mountain Home and Harrison locations today. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional pain management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. where the blues was born from the soulful sounds of gospel. This intergalactic superstar was forced to move here with his family during World War II. Know why? Find the answer and much more about this remarkable place by visiting DeltaByways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.